Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Ow!
That burnt the dermis.
Ooh, dermis.
We want to talk to you about the new injectable dermis. Welcome back.
Don't miss.
Welcome back. The rare chance of injection into a blood vessel could cause swelling, bruising, or paralysis.
Gambling urges, loose stools, and hot goss.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we burp into the mics.
Where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some.
There's so many announcements right now. So many announcements. Girl, hot ads. You flipped right to the back of the back page. You turned it over and here are all the dolls dictating what your year is going to be. There are so many exciting things coming up, including this little pageant competition contest presentation. Mm-hmm. It's called Drag Queen of the Year 2021. Now, this was just announced, so the paper is still hot off the press.
Piping and steaming. I'm burning my fingers.
Burning up. March 7th. Mark your calendars now. It's on Sessions Live, and the promo images, I likened it to Castlevania, the computer game, but with whores. It's gorgeous. I'd say Dracula hookers, Lola's ass is just out. You're sitting in a dark wine, in a wine lip. I've never seen you in a lip so dark.
Usually I just drink it. I never wear it, but this time I made an exception. We're very proud of the event and the images and Lola's ass. We said, why not put it right out front?
The news was heralded in the Entertainment Weekly this week.
Oh, yes.
Girl, she had a full page spread. I think it was a two-parter.
It was a spread, all right. I saw Lola's innards. I saw her all. We're very excited. What? March 7th.
That's where we keep the raffle tickets.
Right. You can use the link in my bio on Instagram or go to sessionslive.com. And you can sessionslive.com/DQOY2021/tickets. Okay. But just
slash
use
drag
the link in my bio.
80. Chase.
You just, the website is pretty straightforward.
Girl, just use the link in my bio. That's too much information. We're doing it March 7th. Sessions Live, and we decided to go forward in a digital format, and it was actually very much thanks to Abora. Like she messed it, because I was holding out for like, okay, one of these days theaters are going to be open, and then all this time passed and Abora finally messaged me and she was like, when the fuck are you going to get rid of me as your fucking reigning queen?
She said, this crown is too heavy.
She said, you need to kick me out of this.
She said, heavy as a head, honey.
Right. So that was the impetus. And then Sessions Live did a really great thing for New Year's. And so like it kind of fell into place. And it happens the day after my birthday on March 7th. And I'm looking very much forward to that.
I love that. I'm very excited. I may not even do my makeup for it. I may just use a Race Chaser filter from the season 13 promo. Girl, we have our own filters on Instagram right now. And it was made by this great girl named Vivi. NYEBAE _.
Yes.
Is that Violet Chachki? Oh, no,
it's
duh. I'm sorry.
Me, but that work. I'll take the comparison.
dark hair, pale skin. That's all I saw.
I'll take gorgeous comparison.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. If you go, Vivi, for making it, and if you go and try it out, tag us in it. It's on Instagram.
Yes. So yeah, go to the filter tab on the @RaceChaserPod Instagram page. That's the tab next to IGTV, and you can try it out for yourself. Get that robin's egg blue background. Get the racing stripes on the side.
Little necklace from mybestjudy.merch.
You should buy one for real, but you can try it out in the app.
Mm-hmm. See if you like it. See if it's a fit.
Exactly. Well, also in hot, stunning news, we love Los Angeles gay bars. It is a well-known fact.
Don't blame me. It's not my fault line.
Exactly. And the LA gay bars are currently fundraising. The following bars have launched GoFundMe pages just to stay the fuck open in a post-pandemic world. So this is very important. Mm-hmm. The bars are
the Eagle LA, mm-hmm, Red Line in downtown, mm-hmm, LA, Executive Suites in Long, mm-hmm, Beach, and Hamburger Mary's in WeHo.
Yes.
All of these bars are places that I've worked at. I've been, mm-hmm, in drag at all of them. They're all, you know, I don't know how you could replicate any of them again if they were to close. So if you got a couple bucks, throw them at them.
Exactly.
And, just consider it like buying a drink, and then you're not drinking it because it's January still and you're sober.
Right. And these places are fixtures of the LA community, which means it's important if you live here that we should support them. But also, Los Angeles has been and it's going to continue to be a place where people from everywhere come to visit. These are the places that you end up going. They have the best drinks. They have the best dancers. They have the best shows.
These are the bars I love the most.
These are the ones I love the most. Exactly. So go throw some dollars in their direction, or look around in your own hometown and see if there are bars or queer spaces that are fundraising and in need of help. Gay spaces are very important in this world, and it's really scary and terrifying to see how many of them have been closing. So we can all do our part to help out and keep these places alive.
Period.
Yeah, I shot my music video at the Eagle a year ago, mm-hmm, late February, and then a week later it was closed.
Honey, Stubble on the Floor wild. was in Fault Line.
Stubble
on the Floor. Stubble on the Doll.
So, wait, we're both featured on this really exciting album that just came out.
Are we? Oh, my God. We are Bunk Bonky.
Yeah.
The age of Bunk Bonky. It's just like the age of innocence, except not.
Right.
Yeah.
Our dear friend of the pod and friend, period, Raya Latray, recently put out an album, and it's really, really good.
It's cute. It's an EP, 6 songs. She's got some Chromatica interludes. There's so many guest artists. There's Alaska Thunderfuck. There's Six. JoJo has this cute little rap where he introduces himself like as Brea's son. I was going to say daughter. It's such a cute little album.
It's so cute. It was really fun to do. You did one of the interludes, correct?
She was an interludement.
Shinterludes.
She popped up. She did that. She needed a little bit of coaching on the lyrics for Viva Las Vegas. So I pitched in on that a little bit.
Oh, word.
You know, I'm a lyricist at heart.
You really are. I mean, it really flows out of you. And I'm not just blowing smoke. You really are. It flows like liquid from a stream.
Liquid smoke. You can't buy that flavor. Nitrates.
Liquid smoke.
Liquid hickory
smoke. That's the name of my
smoke.
New fragrance. Liquid smoke.
Damn.
The album's really, really great. I'm on a song with Raya called Diva Las Raya.
Uh-huh. Diva Las Raya.
Diva Las Vegas. And it's all about all things Las Vegas. So I had to think about when I was writing my verse, I had to think about all the things that make Las Vegas special. So first of all, you can smoke indoors.
Oh yeah, a favorite.
Second of all, there's like a share machine. I had to have that in there. Mm-hmm. You can also see the Eiffel Tower. You can see the pyramids.
Cocoa Montrese.
Right. You can see Derek Barry. These are the wonders of the world that we need. And that's why I had to mention them by name.
These are the stars we love the most. The Vegas girls.
Tiavana. That's available everywhere. Buy it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And then stream it on Spotify.
Buck
Mayhem's
Bonky.
On it?
I don't know if May May's on it.
I'm pretty sure she is, but...
I bet she is.
Mayhem Miller is featured on Clouds. And Clouds is like the real... It's like a sweet, like, sentimental, like, moment. Which I'm really glad that she went and, like, and took it there. Because it's very much a party album. But mm-hmm. she said, I'm also going to give you some heart. And I absolutely love it. And we're going to play you a little bit from Buck Bonky, the new album from Ray Latrey, as we go on to break.
Well, we'll take a break on that one.
There it is.
I just love smoking indoors, don't you?
Hi, hello, how are you? I'm smoking at the slots. I'm in the aqua green. I'm at the share machine. I see the sun come up, but don't stop. I came down to Las Vegas so I could strike it rich. But instead I got so wasted that I woke up in a ditch. Me and Nebraska want tequila, tequila. We may be 6'5", but that doesn't make us peers. Vegas has got it all, so get into it, Mary. The pyramids, the Eiffel Tower, and Derek motherfucking Barry.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
The new Stars series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was choking because I try to eat too fast because I am a pig person.
I love it.
And I love bread.
Ugh. I can't wait to try a Chromatica Oreo.
They're delicious. We're back with a little segment that we like to call... Oh, let that scent bird out.
It's a flaming galah.
A galah.
Yeah, I'm surprised Courtney wasn't on the Cloud song, actually. Maymay is Rey's drag mom, though, so I get it. Courtney knows clouds.
What's wrong with hot eyes?
I'm so jealous that in Australia there are people in the clubs dancing to Chromatica,
pumping,
and it's not footage of a horrible circuit party where people are super spreading corona. It's they've created a country where they have completely eradicated the virus, and now you can go out to clubs and dance to fucking Chromatica. I'm so jealous. I'm so mad. I saw a meme that was Jan standing at the back of the stage looking all mad, and it was like gays in America seeing footage of Australian gays dancing to Chromatica in a club. I mean, I'm just so mad, and I'm so disappointed in our fucking country. Like, can't we fucking get it together, please? Can we work together? And it's possible. It's really possible.
Well, but, speaking of that,
yes,
we can veer right into our next segment, which is a segment we like to call Over the Tip.
Let's get political. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy.
So, Biden has lifted the transgender ban on serving in the military that Trump put in place.
Give her her snaps. She did what needed to be done.
Honestly, he did. Lots of people seem to be critical of the amount of executive orders that Biden is turning through. She's turning and burning them, claiming it's just as bad as what Trump was doing, trying to govern without the Congress. But Biden is mostly undoing what Trump did.
Yes, unfucking the fuck ups.
There's so many things that he's doing, and he's checking them off one by one. And literally, in Obama's book, he says that 90% of the presidency is inherited problems and dealing with that. And then if you're lucky, you get to actually make some change, too.
And
Joe Biden is already making some changes for the good, for us, for our community, for different factions of people that have been discriminated against by the last executive branch person. I hate even saying her name, but like the ban on the transgenders in the military, that's gone. Mm-hmm. The workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, that's gone.
Thank you.
He did put in an extra like travel restriction from South America, I think, right? But that's for like our safety. So that's good. But he reversed the Trump restriction on U.S. entry for passport holders from 7 Muslim majority countries.
Damn.
Which is a good thing.
Halted the construction of the border wall by terminating the national emergency declaration used to fund it. Work. Or ordered to mitigate racial bias in housing. Good. Mm-hmm. Order for the government not to renew contracts with private prisons that profit off of prisoners and have been proven to be less safe for prisoners and correctional officers.
Fortifies DACA after Trump's effort to undo protections for undocumented people brought into the country as children.
Mm-hmm.
It cancels the Keystone Pipeline and directs agencies to review and reverse more than 100 Trump actions on the environment because he was stripping back protections everywhere in national parks.
Right.
Trying to
rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. The International Treaty on Climate Change, that's a big one, extends the existing national moratorium on evictions and foreclosures until at least March 31st. Okay, that's something.
Probably one of the best things that I see is requiring mask wearing in airports and on certain types of transportation like buses, planes, maritime vessels, and like, this is the thing that will stop the stupid people from screaming, saying, oh, no, this isn't a law. You can't enforce this because now they can. There's going to be a COVID-19 health equity task force, which I don't know what that means, but it sounds great, to help ensure an equitable pandemic response and recovery. Girl, I want to get on the board.
Yes, bitch.
And there's accelerating manufacturing going on, delivering supplies for vaccinations, testing, and PPE, which we've all needed.
Yes. So we thank you to, was it one of our listeners who sort of compiled this list for us?
Yeah, Maddie sent that in.
Thanks, Maddie.
We thank you very much. That wasn't just coming off the top of our heads. That was a detailed list because there's a lot of things that Joe Biden has gone in and is cleaning house and has a very diverse cabinet. I saw that he just put in an American Sign Language person for the press briefings.
Work, which- Sasha Soprano.
Yes. Wait, is she a, does she Sasha, do ASL?
Sasha uses a sign, yeah.
Work.
I think that it's wonderful he got the Diet Coke button out of there too, because I'm a Pepsi girl.
She's a Pepsi girl. I'm not a Pepsi Diet. Girl. Pepsi Zero.
Crystal. Courtney's a Crystal Pepsi.
Oh my fucking God.
That's fine.
God.
She loves pop.
She's a pop tart.
She's a pop, little pop tartlet. Pop startlet. When's she gonna start? Oh,
it's the promise of a new day, like Paula Abdul. I mean, we could have gotten anyone for this presidency. Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul,
Elizabeth Warren,
LaToya. Joe Biden is strong. Joe Biden is fierce, and he's very, very sexy. This administration is pure Las Vegas.
We gamble.
No, this is a promise of a new day because so many of the jobs of the presidency are symbolic. We really saw how you are able to, even if you're not getting concrete things done because of congestion in Congress or whatever, showing by example how to kind of conduct yourself and how to kind of fucking act just in general, like with compassion and like having diversity in mind, like all of those things make an impact down the line and on the overall like climate and feeling of what it is to be in this country. So like it's major and it's really hopeful to see.
Can you cue the bird real quick? He's calling your name. Tides are turning, bringing winds of change.
What song is that?
Bitch, the eagle's calling and he's calling your name. Tides are turning, bringing winds of change. What do the promise say? Promise of a new day.
Mark.
Yeah, I love that album. No, that's a dove, honey. If you want to get it together, you better get your birds together, all right?
Hey, that is a dove of peace.
That is a duck.
Is a duck of peace. You guys, I said a gold dove, not a gold duck. God damn it, the music's starting. I have to go. I have to go down the stairs.
Just put it on my jacket, Sandra.
God damn it.
One day she's going to hear and listen to us and just be like, you too.
The reality is that Lady Gaga is the kindest, nicest, chillest, like person in existence. So that's why I like my snatch game of her would be just like really high strung and like really mad all the time. But like, it's completely the opposite of how she actually
is. You wouldn't put your foot on the table?
Give a twirl, give a twirl. Give a twirl.
Honestly, I'm just
sorry. Has she ever said the word twirl?
I don't know.
Do you know why the Fifi was doing that?
She was trying to do a RuPaul song like Gaga, I think, right?
Yes. Because you could only sing songs that are RuPaul songs because they're cleared. So she was singing, I think, Supermodel of the World or...
That's what was happening.
So she was trying to sing it like Gaga singing at a piano, which, you know, it's unfortunate when music clearances kind of fuck you up on Drag Race. It's a real ass thing. It happens sometimes.
The Jesus is a Biscuit, that almost didn't clear because they were trying to give Latrice trouble about it. She's like, I made that up. And they're like, well, we need to see papers. And she's like, we're drag queens.
We made up a song.
Yeah, she told me something about it. And I was like, damn. But yeah, got to get everything wild. Cleared.
So why don't we take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, you know, every now and then we do like to conduct a tip spot here at the Hot Goss Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Usually a newcomer.
We do.
Hungry for her break.
Open stage. We like to have an open stage kind of moment. And so performing a tip spot with us today is comedian, actor, TV host, podcast extraordinaire, icon, the one and only Nicole Byer.
It's me!
I'm so glad you're here. Your display name says Whoopi Goldberg.
It does. It does.
Which I love because I love her. She got in trouble for wearing some kind of sweater that the Masonic people didn't like that she was wearing it.
Wait, who are the Masonic really? People?
I don't know. People like
the Nicolas Cages and the.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I guess she did. I don't know. I don't follow people who are upset with Whoopi. I don't let that into my life.
They're blocked. They're muted. Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye. I think Bob has her tattooed on his chest, doesn't he?
I think or so. Or their arm.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
And Carol Channing.
Congratulations on your new gig, Miss New Permanent Semi-Resident Guest Judge in Residence.
I'm only on 2 episodes, but let me tell you, what a treat.
It's so deeply major. So wait, you're on 2 episodes this season?
Yes.
So far.
I come back this Friday. Is my second appearance. Same wig, different style.
You just shook it out a little bit?
Shook it out a little, tease it a little bit.
You said, after you left the first episode, you said, can I just leave this here? I'll be back.
Right. It's like Aiden Zane, the same wig.
Uh-huh.
So as well as being a judge, are you also an avid viewer of Drag Race?
Yeah, I really genuinely love Drag Race. You know how people, like little gay boys, will be like, I found Drag Race and I'd watch it in the dark in my room and I'd open a Vogue and I love that. That was me with Drag Race. I was like, these big people wear wigs like me. And it's like, yes, they're big men in wigs, but like I felt very, very seen. I'm a large lady. I wear a wig. I got my fake nails on. I wear lashes.
I think I wore nails like that in the Katya music video.
You did?
Yeah. Wait, are they pink and see-through and sparkly?
One is see-through. Are they from the Nailist?
I don't know.
They're cute.
I don't know where they came from, but they look very similar. I love them.
I mean, they probably are. I just discovered that glue-on nails are pretty fucking great.
Hello. Welcome to our world, and goodbye to your cuticles.
Yeah,
I see.
Everybody's been seeing you though. Conan O'Brien just put you on his podcast network. You're Team Coco now. Girl.
Yes. I'm so excited. Glenn Coco. Ooh, I love these noises. This is
girl.
Ooh. Yes, they got a budget. Come on,
honey. Won't you coming over to the petting porpoise section of the Mom Network?
Petty porpoise.
Petty porpoise. I have a question. Can you spell Ladarius? I'm just going to eat a cookie now.
Yes, a gaga cookie. I don't think I could spell Ladarius.
L-A-D-A-R-I-U-S. Ladarius.
Oh, that's not that hard at all.
Well, that's why Elliot with the T told everybody.
Yeah,
Elliot with 5 T's.
Ooh, so the Gaga Oreo is, it's green and pink.
Green in the
middle. I don't know about that.
And it's got a heart on it.
Okay, that I'm here for.
Inside is zigzag, so it looks like a kind of lightning bolt.
Okay. And what's the taste?
Joy, first of all. kindness. There's kindness.
Kindness. Kindness punk.
Oh, bitch, this is not a regular Oreo. This tastes different.
Notes of salmon. It's notes salmon of colored. Salmon.
I'm getting Judas. I'm getting 911.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Chromatica 2.
Oh, my God.
Chromatica 1.
Telephone. Telephone.
Oh,
ooh,
okay.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It tastes like more like cookie and vanilla-y. Oh, it's not a chocolate one. That's why.
Oh.
Those are they have different so kinds. Cute.
They're so good.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. I know okay. what I'm... Yes, I know what I'm getting my friend for her housewarming present now, too. Easy. Slap a bow on the bitch.
Yes. So, Nicole, we kind of got into it when we talked about the last episode of Drag Race you were on, but I just can't say enough about how amazing of a guest judge you are.
Thank you.
And it's a certain type of person who can really fucking hang with the rest of the panel. And it doesn't happen often, but you are absolutely one of those people. And I think I'm not alone in saying that you should be a fucking permanent fixture. So I'm so excited that you're coming back.
I would honestly, what a dream come true that would be. I just love drag and I love how campy it is. And
yeah.
I watch older seasons a lot, and I wish that people would make real choices. Do you know? I feel like everyone plays it very safe now because it's like if you're first to go home, you still have a career, as opposed right. to you kind of got to make it through a couple of rounds before people are like, oh, this person I know. But I wish right. they would just like leap. I wish Kimora just like leapt a little harder.
Totally.
Well, you wood know? Is heavy. Wood is very heavy.
I was rooting for you.
That really got me. That was so funny.
I have a question. Was there anything that you wanted to see in the show that you didn't, that was cut? Maybe a little bit of tea, any fun moments, any girls falling down they didn't show? Just a little tidbit, little Tammy tidbit.
No, they showed a lot. You know, it's an hour and a half episode, so they kept a lot of my stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. That I was surprised about. But they showed everything, I think. There wasn't anything that I was like, huh, okay.
And the good thing is, even if you didn't remember if they showed something, if a joke is good enough, RuPaul will actually just steal it and change a couple words and repeat it back almost verbatim. It happens to Ross a lot, Michelle sometimes, so I'm sure, you know, steal from the best.
Michelle's very quick.
Oh, bitch.
She yeah. is so fast. Like, there was, I can't remember what joke it was, but I was about to say it, because it's all first draft jokes, because they're coming yeah. down the runway. You don't have time to workshop it. But I was, right. like, about to say it, and then she just said it, and I was like,
when
okay.
When she got, do-rag, you better don't, or whatever, she had a good do-rag one that made RuPaul pee. And just, like, hearing... Yeah, you're doing your job amazingly anytime you hear RuPaul laugh, and she was kicking at you the whole time, girl, so...
Yeah, honestly, when I'm acting, if a camera operator, like, I see them shake a little, I'm like, ooh, I'm doing a good job. On Drag yeah. Race, when you get Ru to, like, get a real high-pitched long tee-hee-hee, uh-huh. yeah. you're like, okay, you're doing okay.
When she Dude. Turns from 12 o'clock slightly yes! to acknowledge, yes! oh, that's when you know. Wait... I have a question. What was easier to judge, Alaska's pageant or RuPaul's Drag Race?
Because I gotta say, the day was a little shorter on Drag Race.
I know, seriously, year one of Drag Queen of the Year was... It, girl, everything went wrong.
It was long, but it was very fun.
It was very fun, and you were very, very patient, but I'm so glad that you, like, spoke up on the judging panel about how ridiculously long the interludes were taking, because we were like, all right, contestants, you have 1 minute to change over and get ready for your act. That is it. And then it was like 15 minutes here, 20 minutes for this one, because behind that curtain, chaos, bedlam. but I thank you for being so patient, and I thank you for returning again.
Oh, I'm very excited to do it again. I truly love all things drag, and I like how inclusive your pageant is.
It's going to be really, really cool. And I'm so excited that you're returning as an illustrious celebrity guest judge.
As am I. They're continuing their streak of not piss testing the judges.
We will be sending a piss test to your home.
Honey, you could go swab yourself, honey. Do you want to come spelunking in the DMs with us, Nicole?
Yes, I do.
Okay, get your headlamp on. It's dark in here.
Okay.
Yeah, help myself to another Oreo.
Chew it loudly into the mic. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. And we're going to go spelunking with Nicole Byer.
This one tastes like paparazzi. Ooh.
Okay, we are back, and now this is a segment that we do where we please put on your hard hat, Nicole.
Okay, it's on.
No open-toed shoes. Change out of that strappy sandal, young lady.
Okay. Toes are covered.
This is the moment where we go spelunking. Deep inside the DMs. Willem, do you want to read the first one?
Sure. This question comes from a stoner. Dear Big Dipper, Alaska, Willem, and Nicole Byer, I've been out of a job for a while now and have also been smoking a whole lot of weed while in quarantine.
Work.
I've decided to apply for a job as a childcare aide, but while reading through all the job requirements, I somehow skipped over the fact that I will need to take a drug test at the time of the interview. My interview is in a few days, January 30th, and I am absolutely not going to pass the drug test. This was actually going to be my first ever job interview, so I thought I could ask y'all for some advice on how I should go about this. Should I call and lie to them and say I found something else? Do I flat out just tell them I do drugs? Do I waste their time and actually do the interview knowing I won't get the job? Do I show up at the interview at all? I'd love to hear what you dolls think I should do. I love you so much and hope you're staying safe and healthy. All my love, and an unemployed stoner.
Okay. If they live in California, get a medical marijuana license. And then if you're positive for just weed, you're like, I have the medical marijuana license. If you're elsewhere, I guess drink a lot of water and then act surprised when it comes up positive for weed.
Yeah, but go in there with poppy seeds in your teeth. Me? Be like, oh, I had an everything bagel, poppy seeds, that kind of thing. Or get some piss from a friend and do that whole, they did it. What movie was that? He taped it to his leg. I forget.
Right.
But yeah, if you tape it to your body, it's warm. And then you dump it out. They're not going to watch you pee.
I was going to say you could take this opportunity to be an advocate for cannabis rights and say, you know what? Yes, I did come back positive for weed because I do smoke weed. And I'm also a very good childcare person. And maybe they'll respect your integrity and give you the job and make you the principal of the school.
Maybe.
What
maybe
would Utica do?
Look into the camera, make some faces.
And then RuPaul was like, do that in the challenge. Something that would not work in the acting challenge in any way. Do that. Do that in the challenge. Okay, so our next letter comes from Root, a YouTube phenomenon by Roxy. Okay, hi, Ilum, Laska, and Ipper work. Love that. And Nicole.
Okay.
All the recent talks about getting to 1 million YouTube subscribers made me wonder which drag queen videos have the most views on the website.
Mine.
Pretty sure Boy is a Bottom is at the top. Who would have thought? But was wondering if you girls were aware of this strong contender at 17 million views. And it's Roxy's performance to Sorry Not Sorry at Montreal Pride. How did this happen? Scroll down the comment section for hundreds of posts from horny men around the world wanting a piece of that juicy thickness. It's what she deserves. Yours, Root.
Yeah, it is. She's gorgeous. That's how.
Wait a second. What?
In a flannel? Oh, I thought she was going to have some fringe on, you know.
In a flannel?
A little bit of Andrews. Is this from Shady Queens? Oh, no, it's from Montreal Pride.
I think this moment is why it has 17 million, this little upshirt moment of just the juice.
Oh, yeah. The juice is loose.
I love Roxy.
Me too.
She's so pretty.
So pretty. Ugh. Gorge.
Yeah, this video does it for me. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like,
ooh, oh, yeah.
When I see it, ooh, oh. Yeah, ooh, a little, ooh, okay.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. It's like you wonder how a bird feeder, like, balances on a little ledge or a squirrel eating on a bird feeder. You're like, what's going to cut? No, oh, okay. Nothing can, nothing fell. She looks gorgeous.
Yes. She looks outstanding. Yeah,
once it hits the 20 million mark, I'll start to worry because I think Boys at Bottom is over like 24 or something.
That's so many views.
It's the power of ass. It
spoke
to
everybody.
Age. Yeah. The power of ass is universal. I mean,
ass compels me.
It's just something everyone likes. On a similar topic, do you want to know what my most viewed and active YouTube video is?
Your makeup is terrible?
You would think that is a perennial hit, a very great video, something I'm very proud of. No, it's not that. It's the video where Courtney Act puts me into drag and puts me into Courtney drag. And I look like a chicken who's also a man. I do not look beautiful. So maybe this is the key. Maybe I just need to just get made over to look really horrible. And that's the key.
So you're saying you want me to do your makeup?
I haven't seen this video.
Oh, it's great. So if you put on a video of Courtney doing Alaska, me doing Courtney, and then Alaska doing me for like an hour, it switches between all of our channels. Your face will be done by the time you're done watching them all. It's really funny. And it's funny because Alaska is so plucked. She's like Mr.
So
Pluckington's.
Annoyed.
And she turns
so
into Ms. She barely turns into Ms. Pluckington's.
So
barely. Courtney contoured with an eyeshadow brush, just very lightly. And Alaska's
what the
You are not gonna put me in that wig.
Maybe that works.
She brought
on
a little
tiny
short
little
like
fucking
wig.
Skull. It did not work on me.
I looked gorgeous.
You did. You looked great.
Do you want to hear from Taylor
Swift?
No, different Taylor.
Okay.
Different Taylor.
Taylor said, "Hey, ladies, loving your coverage of season 13 so far. I've tried my best not to be spoiled because to me, it makes the season so much more exciting and enjoyable. The problem is, it is literally so hard to avoid spoilers. Every time I log on to YouTube, there's a new video about who's going home and who makes it to the top and who's cast on the new All-Stars with pictures of the queens in the thumbnail. It is so annoying. How do you all feel in general about spoilers? And more importantly, who do you think is leaking all this shit? I know it's just a part of Drag Race culture now that I've always wondered if it was done internally through some gay interns at WOW or queens are spilling when they get home. Not trying to trigger Alaska, LMAO. Anyway, love the pod and enjoy the pic. Taylor." Oh, wow, Taylor. I can use that as a mic stand.
Ooh. You know, I wish Taylor had cleaned up a little bit around his balls. They're like long, wiry, wispy hairs. And then there's none on the ball sack.
Right, just around.
Yeah. Like, why not trim that a little bit? Maybe shave the inner thigh? But I gotta say, this is a lovely penis. I'm so horny. You can't see my hand, but it's been like this since the dick has come up. What a treat for me today.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like when you shuck corn and a couple of the corn silks are left on the corn. It ruins the dish.
Yeah.
When you get corn silk caught in your teeth. He just needs to trim that down a little bit. It's gorgeous. He looks like a pillar of the community. That's for sure.
I like his activewear outfit. And he's clearly like not wearing underwear with gym shorts, which is one of my favorite silhouettes. And it's like one of those
timeless,
like active wear kind of workout kind of tops.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
looks
he's
really
wearing,
nice.
I think it's Under Armour. So he's like a runner when it's cold.
Honey, he's got
I'm not
lots
running
of Under
from
Armour.
It. I'll say, ooh.
No, I'm running to it.
I like it when they say, what are you running from? And I'll say, sorry.
I'm shy.
So how do you think all the tea gets out? I mean, obviously the drag queens.
Well,
I think it's the queens.
I do know that there was one guy who leaked information when he leaked into me. That one producer that fucked me told me some stuff. Oh my god. So
while
like,
he was coming, he was like, Kimora goes home second.
No, this was boring season four stuff that he was telling me about, like what the network said about certain girls and me and stuff like that. Like, you know, just pillow talk. Other than that, there's a lot of gay people that work there and none of them keep their mouth shut. I found the queens during season 13 way more tight-lipped about stuff. Like, I'll make a joke and then I won't get a text back. And I was like, girl, like, they're really tight-lipped. And I don't know, maybe because they don't know me yet, but when I've reached out, a couple of them, like, they haven't said anything. And I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to get all your secrets.
And as far as All-Stars, I think it's open fucking season because all the girls have been through the show already. Mm-hmm. They're not scared. They're like, okay, baby, so here's how it goes. That's what I did when I got home from All-Stars and season five. I was like, okay, so here's how it goes. Here's
I remember the press conference. Yeah, you had us all set up.
I did not do a teleconference, but.
How do you avoid spoilers?
I just don't watch the videos. I don't. Right. Although I did get sucked up into this one Jake Yonce video.
Oh,
and
girl.
Let me tell you, there was no information. It was just very long. And it didn't go anywhere. I was like, what is this? And then I realized he had a whole channel. And then I started looking at other things and I was like, what is this? I'm very confused by this person.
Wait, we only have two more times to say his name before he shows up, too. So, like, let's use pronouns from here on out. His channel, it takes a lot of rehash stuff, and then, like, he writes it out, and then it's like, you don't have to write it out. We can just hear you talk. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
So I put his videos on double speed. Yeah.
You what?
I put his videos on double speed to watch them, so it's quicker. Oh. So I'm not wasting as much of my life. To see what my friends did now. Dox this pussy, sweetie.
Dox this pussy, sweetie. We're so grateful that you popped in to do a tip spot with us today, Nicole Byer.
Thank
Give it
you
up for Nicole Byer, everyone.
I love clapping for me.
And we can listen to your hot podcast, Why Won't You Date Me?
Why Won't You Date Me?
Yes.
On Team Coco.
Yes.
Are all the back episodes there too from Largo and stuff?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Willem, you did that episode at Largo. It was so funny. I tried to pay Willem and Willem was like, no. And I was like, I got paid. And then you were like, okay. And that's how I know that you're wonderful. Alaska, I just asked you to do an episode and I hope it works out. Want to do February 12th?
Yes. Yes, I haven't looked at my schedule, but yes.
I'll email you. It's rude for me to ask right here, right now.
No, yes, that
Not
looks fine.
Not with your car waiting.
But email me as well.
Listen, I love making a driver wait so they know who they work for. It's me, okay. One day I'll learn how to roll my R's. I love all the sound effects. Okay, bye, guys.
That was my ponytail. Bye. I had so much fun podcasting with you guys today. And
you
Nicole.
Know what? So did I. We love giving an opportunity to a young upstart to do a tip spot. We do. We definitely do.
Did you see Nicole is hosting with John Cena the new Wipeout?
What? I want to be on it.
I think they already filmed it, but yeah, it's coming out.
Oh my god, I'm jealous. Well, thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss, and special thanks Hot Goss / Chaser 79. Thank you so much to our special guest Nicole Byer. You can send us your questions via email or comments to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com, please.
Yes, and we also have really fun bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. You can just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. I got my snatched back. Into a high ponty by my sister Alaska Thunderfuck. She's naturella'd. YouTube hit it. It's so funny. And you can watch us discover the dolls outside in the sprinter vans. We're on a mission from RuPaul herself. Go watch.
Exactly.
You'll see. It's lovely. And subscribe, please.
And you can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And that link on Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Wear a mask out there. Wash your hands. Stay safe and healthy.
And we will be back next week with more
piping, steaming,
scoring, boiling, hot, God.
Promise of a new day.
God.
That Oreo, that Chromatica Oreo went down the wrong pipe.
And that made my eye water.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.